A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Meanwhile, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the yeast, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nothing secret that will not be made known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid, therefore. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. So what we have today here is from a collection of sayings of Jesus to his disciples about discipleship. Today I think he is warning us, talking about threading our way through the fears and terrors and difficulties and conflicts of the human predicament. If you look at it, it's the way the world is, right? So he says, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. Beware of hypocrisy. I think that Jesus is talking about lying. Lies are pernicious evils, even small lies. We need to watch out especially for the small lies that we tell ourselves, like when we can't admit to ourselves that we made a boo-boo, or we can't admit that we did something mean to someone, even if it's a little thing. We explain it away. We put a little lie in there, and then we can polish off our image. The trouble with that is that we are building up a false self. And if we do it habitually, there comes a time when we don't know who we really are. And that's an awful thing. Jesus is the truth. My sense is that he is speaking very urgently here. And as always, it's about discipleship. He says, beware of the poison. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. Beware of the poison. Beware of the lie. For example, I can name a big lie that's current in our society, and it is this, that of all the people on the earth right now, Caucasian is the best. That the ones who are different race, different color, different creed, are the enemy. We see lists, don't we, of those who are not welcome. We name the countries and the peoples whose very existence somehow threatens ours. Like they're not our brothers and sisters, one flesh with us. They're the enemy. And so we must build up our defenses, keep them away, keep them out. They might steal our goodies. But what Jesus is telling us today is, after all these warnings, he's telling us we don't need defenses. We don't. remember that the very hairs of our heads are counted, and so are theirs, these ones that are different from us. God loves us. God knows us. The very hairs of our heads are counted. But notice there was no exclusion in that statement. That means all of us, whether our skin is black, brown, yellow, red, olive, or white. What a comforting statement from Jesus. And it is for everyone. Everyone.